节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。Cici, you look absolutely amazing today. 我们 Cici 老师今天可太漂亮了啊。是有约会吗
Thank you, but it's not a date. It's just a birthday party for a friend of mine. So I kind of dressed up a little bit.
Cool. So how was your holiday? You went to...
婺源
Right, 婺源号称中国最美乡村啊。So how was it?
It was great.I mean, the ancient architectural complexes, caves, blue water, trees, everything is great.
Wow, 听上去就很有吸引力啊。诶，那你怎么没拍照片呢？
因为好看的景色实在是太多了，看不过来。而且你知道吗？还有好多漂亮小姐姐穿着汉服在拍照，景美人更美啊。
没错啊，现在我们也是经常可以在街上看到穿着我们传统服饰汉服的一些小哥哥啊、小姐姐们拍照，或者在做一些活动。我个人觉得汉服还是非常漂亮的。
Yeah, and speaking of which, do you know there is a 汉服 grandma who went viral on the internet?
汉服 grandma? 啊，汉服奶奶，对不对？Well, I've seen some of her pictures the other day. She's so elegant. 要不今天我们就来跟大家聊一聊她的故事吧。
Sounds great to me. At the 17th China International Cartoon and Animation Festival, one of the largest events on Asia's animation calendar, a grandma wearing 汉服 captured a lot of attention.
那先给不熟悉的同学做一下简单的背景知识介绍啊，在最近举办的第17届中国国际动漫节上啊，一位身着汉服的奶奶惊艳亮相了，吸引了非常多的目光。
对，那这里呢，我们可以学到的第一个词是 animation。Well, it means a film or movie in which drawings of people and animals seem to move.
对，那这个 animation 就是我们很熟悉的动漫，或者说动画片。哎，谢谢。刚刚我们说到汉服这个词的时候，直接就用到了汉服这个表达，对不对
？Yeah， 外国人一般都会把这个中国传统服饰统称为 Chinese silk robe， 我们也可以翻译成汉 costume 或者汉 Chinese clothing， 也可以采用拼音翻译，直接说成汉服。
Right. Well, I personally prefer 汉服 because it's something that we have and others don't.It feels natural to just say 汉服，所以大家可以记住啊，以后我们说到汉服的英文的时候，大家可以直接用拼音形式就 OK 了。
Exactly. 那同样属于中国传统服装的唐装，英文呢就是唐 suit， 旗袍 changsan。
Yes, and get back to our topic today. 刘维秀 or we say 汉服 grandma, 77 years old.A collection of pictures of her in 汉服 made her an internet celebrity.
对，这位汉服奶奶名叫刘维秀，已经有77岁高龄了。起初呢，奶奶只是配合她的学生拍摄了一组身着汉服的视频。但是令她没有想到的是啊，视频发布之后获得了不少网友的点赞，也是成为了一个网红啊。那这个网红呢，我们就可以说 internet celebrity.
没错，大家应该可以看到我们配图的照片，对不对？刘奶奶完全看不出是77岁高龄的样子啊，眼神睿智，精神矍铄，说60岁我都相信啊。
嗯，我也觉得。Well, although she is focused on her 汉服 modeling career now, do you know that 汉服 grandma used to be a Peking opera performer?
I didn't know that, but it explains everything. No wonder she looks so professional in all these costumes. 汉服奶奶年轻的时候呢，是一个京剧表演者啊。Peking Opera 就是我们的国粹京剧。
So she started learning Peking Opera at the age of 13 and entered the Chinese Opera School at the age of 19.
对，数十年的京剧功底啊，让奶奶的一颦一笑、举手投足之间啊，都展露着古典的风韵。
After she retired, she locked all her costumes in closet, but the first time she put on 汉服, she regained the feeling of acting. She said, "Every time I put on 汉服,I become so happy.
哇，我真的觉得汉服奶奶最值得我们学习的是她的这种年轻的心态和她这个年龄应有的从容啊。 Well, in today's youth-obsessed culture, more and more people associate aging with losing beauty and even love and respect.
Yeah, I got your point. 可能我们两个现在还没有这种问题哈。但是呢，我们现在这个崇尚年轻的社会啊，有很多的人，特别是女性，会害怕由于年龄增长而产生的一系列问题，像是容颜老去啊，失去爱情啊。那这里的 youth obsessed 我们就可以翻译为崇尚年轻的
Right. Well, I think it's pretty much the same worldwide. When we are young, we celebrate birthdays with big parties and cake. In our 20s, the cake turns into champagne, but the celebration is still there.
Yes. But somewhere in our 30s and definitely by our 40s, the celebrations start to slow down. More often than not, they become non-existent or at least reluctant.And then at some point, it becomes downright rude to ask someone's age.
相信大家都有过这样的体验或者说至少看到过啊。小的时候呢我们会想要最盛大的 party, 最昂贵的礼物来庆祝自己的生日。那像二十多岁的时候呢或许也是差不多啊。但是到了三十岁尤其是四十岁的时候啊会开始变得不愿意过生日了。因为大家不愿意承认自己开始变老的这个事实啊。那这里呢有两个词我们可以来学习一下。Non-existent and reluctant.
Right. So if you say that something is non-existent, you mean that it does not exist when you feel that it should. 我们就可以翻译为不存在的。Reluctant, 它表示勉强的、不情愿的，都是做形容词。
Yes.那通过我们今天的介绍啊，会发现77岁的汉服奶奶呢，她并没有这种年龄焦虑，相反她活出了她这个年龄才有的淡定和从容，
优雅的气质，年轻的心态，这就是优雅老去的样子哈。那汉服奶奶身体力行地告诉了我们，七旬老人也可以有一颗少女心，她向我们展示了 Age doesn't define who you are.
Well, it may sound cliche, but please don't forget that with age comes wisdom.Experience, often a wider circle of loved ones, and more comfort and security in your sense of self. Those are things worth looking forward to.
That's the spirit.
那对于一部分有年龄焦虑的同学 ,CC 老师有没有什么好的建议要给大家呢?
Well, reject the idea that aging is a negative thing. Embrace every day, every wrinkle and every experience. Celebrate your birthdays, call your grandparents, or invite your elderly neighbor over for a cuppa.You might just be amazed at what you get out of it.
都是非常好的建议啊。看看我们的汉服奶奶，优雅从容且淡定。77岁高龄呢，依然热爱生活，忠于自己。我们有什么理由要浪费时间，浪费生命，虚度光阴呢？最后啊，祝愿我们的汉服奶奶可以身体健康，能让更多的人看到我们中国传统服饰的魅力。
最后再提醒大家一下，节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。